these are kind of two teams that are sort of playing some pretty elite hockey right now. What do you make of this sort of matchup, and you know, you see two top teams at the Western Conference right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think on our side of things, we've been playing really good hockey lately. Got back from our Finland trip and kind of had a nice reset for a week, and now we're back in a bit of a routine playing games on a normal schedule. And I really like the way we're playing. I thought we played a really great road game in Vancouver the other night. And for the Flames, obviously they're confident right now. They're hot with the puck. They're scoring a lot of goals, and you know, playing great hockey as well. So it'll be a big game tonight. It should be a lot of fun.
When you see two teams that are coming off high-scoring games, is the tendency to kind of go the other way and think more defensive, or you know, is this just two teams that are really capable of putting points on the board?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the rosters, the lineups on both sides, there's guys with a lot of skill, some big-time shooters, and some stars in this league. So both teams obviously are going to, you know, formulate game plans to try to shut the other team down and try to limit those turnovers and stuff that create those odd man chances that when you have players on either side like these two teams do, I think that's when a lot of goals can happen in a hurry. So that'll be the big focus for both sides. But yeah, it should be a fun game. There should be a lot of action.
It's the only regular season appearance. How many people are in the building for you tonight?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. Definitely at least 15, 20 people for sure here tonight. And it's always pretty special skating at the Saddle Dome and being back in Calgary where I watched so many games. And for me, that was kind of where the dream began of you know, playing in the NHL and playing in, you know, here at the Saddle Dome and stuff. So it's always special to come back, and special to have the people come and support me too. It means a lot.
Josh, one of the things Adam said yesterday, you guys did well against Vancouver, was when that fourth defenseman joins the rush, creates a little bit of a numbers game coming back the other way. He said you guys defended those rush chances against really well. What's kind of the key to doing that, especially if Calgary's another team that likes to do this?
Yeah, obviously, first and foremost, not creating turnovers that, you know, feed into that opportunity for the defenseman to jump in the rush. But you look at both teams in Vancouver and then again in tonight here against Calgary, and really throughout most of the league now, the way that the game's going, everybody's got D that can jump in the rush, but these guys probably have even more and really do it a lot more. So if we can limit those turnovers and things like that and focus on you know, always being a, you know, we use the term on it and above the puck, I think that'll serve us well. But when we do give up those odd man rushes, like, you know, Adam said, we have to handle it well, which we did in Vancouver. And you know, then you can get offense off that going the other way. So yeah, it's a real trend in the league, and something that we've been handling pretty well.